The best thing to do would be to just get a few of the bits and bobs out that we can use. For example, I think probably using the Ouija later would be good.
Yeah.
Maybe go and do an external walk.
The team is a group of enthusiasts collecting data and what they believe is evidence of the paranormal. They have a medium, Helen Lawton from Longton, who tries to connect and communicate with any spirits. Here's what she does during the events.
My role is on the spiritual side of things, so I will pick up if there's anything in the spirit world, if there's any energy in here that's good or bad. And sometimes the scientific equipment will also pick up the same, which is great, that's evidence then. But I've been doing this all my life since I was three, and I know when there's a spirit around, I can feel it. And I feel the spirit world is starting to form already, and we haven't even under protection yet.
The first thing Helen wants to do is bless the people taking part. By holding hands in a circle, she wants to warn off any unwelcome beings.
I will feel better knowing that we're all protected. We don't want anything from the dark side to come in and stay with us. We don't want to take ghosts home, and we don't want to leave ghosts in here. Okay. I ask my angels and my spirit guides to come and protect us all tonight on our paranormal investigation. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. It is really important to stay grounded tonight, because whether you believe or not, it doesn't matter. If the spirit world connects with us, it does take you off into another world somewhere, so it's good to stay grounded and stay safe as such. We're ready.
Next, all 10 members of the team follow Helen on a walk around the building, looking for what they feel are the hot spots, a combination of Helen's feelings and where they think a piece of their kit, the EMF or the electromagnetic field meter, will pick up on something. As Sean Kenner, the lead investigator for Afterlife, explains as the group move into the asylum's central hall.
So if a ghost has electromagnetic energy, which is what they believe to have, and you break that field, it'll alarm it. So it's a detection device, but it also reads. If you were to walk through a ghost, in theory, it's going to pop you up a big energy reading, or higher than the norm.
What's the highest we've had?
This at the moment, 6.3.
Great.
And it normally never goes above a 1. I have no idea why it's so high.
Because it's a weird feeling in here.
I don't like coming in here.
No, it's a weird feeling. And I know because it's not welcoming. You think, logically, that's why it is, but it's not. It's more than that. There's something else in here. You might feel funny chest tingles around you, and that's the spirit world. I'm feeling it down there.
It's going haywire, seriously. It's like 6, 2, 1.
Is
really
it?
Jumping all over the place.
Take it down there, Sean, because I feel like there's something down there.